This is the School Success Podcast, a podcast for school leaders to learn from other school leaders what's working and what's not, and to get inspiration and encouragement, as well as strategies to grow school enrollment, connect with families, retain teachers, recruit teachers, and everything in between. You guys are heroes, and I cannot thank you enough for pouring into this next generation that's coming behind us. My goal is you will take at least one thing away from every episode that you can take back to your school to make it better than it is right now. Please enjoy the School Success Podcast. Hey, school success makers, welcome to another edition of the School Success Podcast. I'm your host, Mitchell Slater, and again, joined by just myself for today's episode as we are in this mini marketing series, I guess you could say, and we're in week three. So if you have not listened to week one and two from the previous 2 weeks, please go back and listen to those because they do build on each other. Today's episode will make a lot more sense if you listen to week two, and then that will make a lot more sense if you listen to week one and how they all mesh and build together. So go back and listen to those. They're all about that 10-minute mark or so. I'm trying to keep these around 10 or less, and we're going to dive right in for today's episode. So enrollment season, guys, it's upon you. You are ready for it. Enrollment season. We want to make sure you guys are prepared as much as possible for that for the fall of 2024 as our clients are preparing for all of those things. We're sharing what's been working really, really well for our clients and how they have been able to grow and get better. And obviously, week one, talk about websites and how we can structure that. A couple things, just a couple, honestly, simple tweaks just to add some value and add things to your website where people actually engage with it better and want to use you as a school. Week two from last week was adding a lead generator to your website and why and how you should do that. For today's episode, building off of week two, we're going to be talking about adding we call it funnel, and I'll explain that in a second what that is. But it's adding in the automations that will follow a download. So if somebody downloads that lead generator, what are they going to get after the fact when they download that? Or if someone inquires through your contact form in your website, what are they going to get after? Like, automations are powerful. Yes, they're powered by tech. They're powered by AI a lot of times for like reaching out to people. And I know that can scare people off, or usually it's the unknown of like, I don't know how that works, so I don't want to do it. I don't want to touch it. But like, that's what our clients have us for, to make sure that they don't have to freak out about that. But for you guys, I just want to make sure you're doing these things because they're going to help your school. And like, why not implement these things if they're going to help your school, especially if you have empty seats? If you currently do not have a waiting list for every single grade or age that you offer at your school, you guys have missed revenue on the table. And that equivalent to thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars of missed and lost revenue. I mean, if you have, let's just go for simple math, 10 empty seats, we go super simple math, and it's $10,000 a year for tuition. Obviously, easy math is $100,000 a year. So we're talking six figures of lost, missed revenue just off of 10 seats. And so we want to make sure you guys are filling those, that you're fully funded as a school, because if you're trying to work on your budget, and you're basing it off of being full, but you're not full, well, you're of course going to be in a deficit, have to fundraise like crazy, and it's going to be a mess and a disaster. We don't want that for you. So please fill those seats, do some of these things, do the hard work of getting your school ready and prepped for that season. It's go time, all right? Hey, school success makers, just a really quick break from the episode to highlight our amazing sponsors over at America's Christian Credit Union. They are celebrating 65 years of service this year, and they provide essential school banking services and a tuition financing program for schools looking to reduce their risk and administrative burden. And you guys can find out all about them on their website, americaschristiancu.com/schools. That's americaschristiancu.com/schools. They are amazing over there, and I always like to say, if you're a school that collects tuition and you have a hard time collecting all of tuition at the end of the year, maybe it comes around May, June, you're like, man, we only got collected 95 or 98% of what tuition was owed to our school. One of the things you can do is have your parents get a tuition financing loan through the credit union, and then they pay the credit union directly, and you get your funds up front at the beginning of the year as the school. So you don't have to chase people throughout the year, and you can focus on what you do best, and that is loving and educating your students. And it doesn't cost your school anything to do it. So check them out online, americaschristiancu.com/schools. All right, back to the show. So You've added this lead generator to your website. Now what you want to do is make sure that there's automations in place that follow that. So I love to use the cherry analogy for this one. And so let's picture that all the people that inquire to your website or all the people that reach out to you are cherries. Now, 10% of them are cherry pits. You can just throw them out. Like they're not going to use your school. They thought they were interested, but they're not. They either can't afford it or they don't like what you guys stand for. That's fine. Okay. We're not going to be there for everybody. We can't make everybody happy. So 10% cherry pits, don't worry about it. Another 10% are red ripe cherries. They hear about your school and they sign up on the spot. They come in for a tour. They're ready to go. They love you. And that's like awesome. Okay. And those are the ones that typically people are all focused on. Schools are focused on those 10% of red ripe cherries. But to be honest, 80% of the people that are going to enroll in your school are green cherries. They're not ready to enroll today, but they might be in a couple months. They might be next year. Heck, they might even be pregnant looking at school options. And so they're not going to be enrolling in your school for 5 or 6 years when their child's in kindergarten. Okay. You don't know where that's at or how people are inquiring to your school to look. You don't know. But what you want to do is you want to make sure that you're marketing and keeping in front of those 80% of green cherries and not put all your eggs in one basket when it comes to talking about those 10% of red ripe cherries that are ready to enroll. And how you do that is to make sure you have some automations in place. You guys are busy. You're busy school leaders. You're busy loving and educating this next generation that's coming behind us inside of your school. Okay, that's a lot of stuff on your plate. Why not use technology and even AI at times to help with some of the automations and follow-ups and things that you don't have to do manually? Because a lot of times you don't have the time for. And so then people miss getting reached out to and getting communication from your school. And so some of the ways you can do that is when these people reach out to you through your contact page or they sign up for the lead generator that you offer on your website. Have, let's say, again, keeping things simple, let's have 5 emails and 5 text messages. We'll keep it even more simple. Just 5 emails already written, pre-built, ready to go. They're going to go out once a week for the next 5 weeks to that person who inquired with the lead generator. So they download the lead generator. They got it. Perfect. Well, now to the next one's talking about, we'll use a classical as an example, your classical school. So the next one's talking about another piece about classical education that maybe wasn't in the ebook. And the next one was talking about the head of school and the background of the head of school and who leads the school. The next one maybe highlights a teacher at the school and who they are and what they do and why they do what they do. And the next one maybe highlights a couple families in the school of like, here's the caliber of people that we have that are a part of our school that you could be a part of too. These emails are meant to go to keep in front of that person to say, here's who we are. Here's what we stand for. And do you want to be a part of this community and this family at this school? Yes or no? Okay. Now that's awesome. Okay. If you can have that instead of somebody manually trying to reach out to these people, you're going to save so much time. Okay. So it gets sent to them and they're like, wow, like this is great. Great information about the school. Let's say they don't enroll because again, 80% of these people are green. Like, but we think, oh, they're not interested. They don't like our school. We'll worry about the other ones that are wanting to enroll and need applications in the next month. Don't forget about those green cherries that are potentially going to enroll in your school. So what you want to do is have a step further and say, keeping things simple, guys. You don't have to complicate something that can be simple. Let's say you have 12 emails, one for each month, that you take these people that don't enroll in your school and say, I'm going to make sure that they get an email every single month about our school. And maybe it's talking about the methodology you use, highlighting families, highlighting teachers and the staff that you have, maybe highlighting some field trips you guys go on, events you guys are doing, inviting them to events that your school has. You're like, hey, come check it out for yourself. We have our annual gala. We have our annual whatever it is. Okay, but you're using these emails to keep your name in front of that prospective family. We are busy people. Okay. Everyone's busy. We're busy. So if these families are interested, they might not be interested to enroll right now, but they might be next year. And if the year comes around and you say, hey, you remember that school you reached out to for that through that contact form or for that lead generator, they're not going to remember that name. If they just did it a year ago, they're like, oh, I think it was that school over there when they're not going to remember. But if you were sending them an email every month and suddenly they go, oh yeah, it's that, it's that classical school. It's a whatever it is, classical school. They've been emailing me. I'm going to reach out to them because I'm ready to put my student there and or apply or tour or whatever it is. You want to stay top of mind. And in this world that we live in, it is pretty hard to do that because we are getting bombarded every day with things on our phones, TV, commercials, and people saying from, hey, you need to go check out this restaurant. You need to go do this. We're bombarded every day with things, what options to do, where we should spend our money and what we should do. And education is one of the biggest, most important pieces that you're going to be making for your child. We're talking about these families. It's their most important one. We want to make sure they're making the right decision and they're putting their child in your school. Okay. And that's where you're coming from. You want to make sure you're in front of them. And it all starts with having these automations built and ready to go to get in front of these prospective families and keeping your name in front of them. So you had the lead generator from last year. You want to make sure there's, again, those four or five that follow the person right after they downloaded. And then I want you guys to focus on 12. Can you create one per month that's already written that you're going to put all those people that don't enroll inside this list and they're going to get an email from the school and you just repeat it every year. They get the same email. If you keep it really simple, every January, they're going to get the same January email if they stay on the list that long, and they're going to continue to get communication from your school. Okay. Keep it simple. Stay in front of the prospective families that want to use your school. And you guys are going to see some great success from that because it's something that I'm sure your competitor schools, they're not doing, because it is something I just do not see with the more and more schools that we work with. If you guys have questions about any of this, of course, please reach out, ask questions, schoolsuccessmakers.com. That is all we had for you for today's episode. So again, we like to highlight the three free things that we offer for all you school leaders that are out there. First one is this podcast, of course, that you're listening to. It is free. Continue to tune in. If you're loving the content, please share it with some other school leaders that you know that they would benefit from this. And if you haven't yet, please leave us a 5-star review saying how much you love the content. We really, really, I personally, honestly, really appreciate that. And then, guys, we have a Facebook community just for school leaders. So just you guys, called School Success Makers. Go over there and join that. There's school leaders from all over the world that are on there. Ask questions, get to know other people and share insights, ask questions, all that fun stuff in there. But I'm personally in there, so I'd love to see you joining the community, asking questions in there. Hey, School Success Makers, just a really quick break to highlight one of our amazing sponsors, and that is ClassReach. Now, ClassReach supports schools of all sizes from application to graduation. Take charge of your school with ease, power, and mobility using ClassReach, the school management software administrators and teachers love using. You can get your free demo at ClassReach.com. That's ClassReach.com. They are amazing people, and they provide this amazing SIS software for you to keep track of your students' grades, communicating with families that are enrolled, and a whole bunch more. So again, check it all out on their website, ClassReach.com. They are awesome. All right, now back to the show. And the third one is the School Success Report. You can find that on our website in the top right-hand corner at schoolsuccessmakers.com. It's our weekly report that gets sent out. It highlights teachers, has great articles, and my team and I, we have all written. We want to make sure they're in the right hands of you guys being put to good use. We also will highlight a podcast episode in there as well. We're eventually going to be doing some giveaways and some fun stuff. So just make sure you're getting that completely free. Again, three free things we want to make sure you guys are a part of so we can pour into you and try and help you guys be the best you can possibly be. Any questions, comments, concerns, or ideas, reach out to us again through our website. We'd love to hear from you. And we'll be back here next week with another mini episode as we finish this series up. And hopefully two more is my goal. So that was it, guys. We'll see you next week on the next episode of the School Success Podcast. We'll see you then.